It's official. The popular Whistler Alpine Meadows races will not return to the resort's trails in 2023, or any future year. It is with great disappointment that we must announce that our WAM races, Whistler Alpine Meadows, are officially cancelled, and our time in Whistler has come to an end. Coast Mountain Trail Running, CMTR, co-founders Gary Robbins and Jeff Langford announced in a statement on Friday, February 10. We will not be pursuing any further events within the township going forward. After six successful editions of the race, it has become crystal clear that there is simply no path forward for us to produce races of this magnitude, along the alpine terrain within the confines of Whistler. The trail race organizers, known for hosting events throughout the sea to sky and lower mainland, were due to welcome hundreds of runners back to Whistler in September for six different race distances, ranging from the ascent race up Blackcomb Mountain to a 100-mile, or 161-kilometer, ultramarathon course. As Peak previously reported, CMTR warned potential racers in December 2022 that WAM might not take place this year, citing challenges with Whistler Blackcomb parent company Vail Resort's new permitting process. "We've had minimal communication," Langford told Peak at the time. "For an event that's been around six times and donated tens of thousands to trails and, in, volunteer time, it's frustrating. If it takes until February, it might be enough to kill the event for a year." In Friday's cancellation notice, Robbins and Langford offered thanks to WAM's community supporters over the years, from Tourism Whistler, to the ACC, RMOW and WORCA, to all of the runners from around the world, who they said, made it all worthwhile, despite the challenges on the back end, year after year to simply keep these races alive. The statement said CMTR was proud to have raised over $70,000 for the Whistler community and its trails since launching the event in 2016. Race organizers also pointed to a recently completed economic impact study conducted with Tourism Whistler that claims WAM was directly responsible for just under $1.9 million in overall economic activity for BC, including nearly $1.5 million for Whistler. "Still, it is, unfortunately, past due for us as an organization to focus our time, energy, and resources elsewhere," the statement concluded. In an emailed statement on Monday, February 13, Whistler Blackcomb Senior Communications Manager Dane Gergovich said the resort is disappointed by race organizers' decision to permanently cancel the annual event without alignment on protocol related to safety. "Following the 2022 event, we identified a number of safety issues that were compounded by the lack of a medical plan that would adequately meet the needs of a race of this size and scope, things we will not sacrifice or compromise on." In a meeting between Whistler Blackcomb and WAM leadership on Thursday, February 9, we discussed the need for more detail specific to safety and medical response capabilities, along with the need to discuss a reworked course route, before green-lighting the event for this year, Gergovich wrote. "Unfortunately, WAM declined and asked us to approve the race in its full proposed scope that day with a required reworked safety plan to be delivered at a later date, something we were not willing to do. At that point, WAM organizers made the decision to cancel the event for 2023. The spokesperson said that while Whistler Blackcomb is not prepared to approve the 2023 race just yet, the resort remains open to working with the CMTR team, and feels there are reasonable compromises that can be made in order to host a condensed version of this year's race, with a focus on returning to all distances in 2024. Whistler Blackcomb remains committed to improved communication with WAM and sincerely hope they will reconsider their decision and work with us to deliver another successful event," Gergovich added. Last year, WAM was designated as one of only two Canadian races that served as a qualifier for the coveted Hard Rock 100 in Colorado. With files from Alyssa Noel.